now even beginning to post bonds. Like a large scale mine has gone into a particular point.
Then there's a then confirmation
they,
for them.
And then they go in there. And because these people, when they mine, they really do not, they are not like some of the small scale miners who are mining legally, who are now even beginning to post bonds. They go there, they destroy. If they don't find here, they move to the next place. Even when they find, they are not, you know, and obligated to fix it. So for them, the margins are large. And we are sitting in this country, and we've been told by the Al Jazeera documentary, the amount of gold that is also leaking out of this country. If we got those resources, we'll not even need to be going to the IMF. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, one of the places we've gone to now is the next tranche or the next 600 million that we're supposed to be getting. We should be asking the IMF to ask us as a people, how are you governing, you know, these resources that you have to make sure that you're getting the maximum out of them? How difficult would it be for the state to see what Erastus saw? And saw Chinese people actually involved in it. If you take the Wasago Fold one again, if you see it, you are told that the people who actually led the attack were not Ghanaians. These are other Africans. So we are sitting in here, and as Honorable said, we are becoming servants to people who are destroying our very survival. And we are allowing that to happen. So the time has come for us to start letting the local people put the cross the T's and I's and do the linkages, that these things that are happening, they are not in our benefit, so that we can start getting them to revolt. If you get the masses beginning to revolt against this, you know what that will do? Democracy will let some correction happen. Because if the masses are saying they don't want this, then for the politician who wants the vote, he needs to please them. But for now, we have, because we are not putting, doing the linkages properly, these people in these rural communities are not realizing that some of these babies that, these octopus babies that they are having, some of these stillbirths that they are having, some of these strange diseases that they are having, the fact that poverty itself is becoming endemic in the places that they are mining. They don't see that. So we need to start also educating them. That is where we also need local leadership. There is a town not too far from Kwabeng. They have a water body called Esubone. Mm-hmm. The town is governed by a queen mother and her elders. They have decided that there's no galamsey happening in that place. And currently there's no galamsey happening in that place. You go a few kilometers to Kwabeng and the destruction that is happening. So this is a queen mother. Another example is the Mampohene, who has decided that he's not going to allow galamsey happening. Another one is also one of the chiefs from the Bono area, who is a high court judge. He has also decided it. And you're beginning to see the pockets that is happening. So beyond our politicians, we also need to start holding our local leaders accountable. Evans, let me tell you, if you go to Enyinem, just behind the Enyinem police station,